Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, lots going on. No surprise as we head toward Tony nominations crunch time. The theaters are alive and buzzy, and the fans are paying big bucks, in particular for performers with familiar names like Denzel and Jake, George Clooney, Kieran Culkin, not to mention Andrew Scott, Paul Mescal, and Sarah Snook, all crossing the pond to do their stuff on our shores. Well, the winner last week financially was Good Night and Good Luck, starring Clooney, which grossed $3.3 million. That's the most money a non-musical has ever made during a single week on Broadway. Other news tidbits, well, mixed reviews for Glengarry Glen Ross, which just officially opened today, in fact. And it appears that the Jellicle Ball, that version of Cats, which was a smash at the Pacific Arts Center downtown last year, is in talks to move to Broadway. No surprise there. Now, my week was full, including Mr. Clooney's, but let's start with Purpose at the Hayes Theater. Now, this is the latest from Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. His last was called Appropriate. It won Tony's at the same venue. Purpose is, dare I say, almost a black version of that complicated throw-it-all-out-there family drama. In this case, we have six characters in Chicago where the patriarch was clearly a Jesse Jackson-type figure, hard to follow. The production, by the way, comes from that city's famed Steppenwolf Theater. It's directed by Felicia Rashad, well-directed, I might add. At almost 3 hours long, it does grow a bit hard to keep up with who did what to whom when, but the acting is beyond belief. Kari Young, LaTanya Richardson Jackson, Glenn Davis, and the others all deserve Tony nominations. I will say that like so many shows recently, there is more talking to the audience and bringing them into the process than I can ever remember. This one is essentially narrated by one of the returning sons. Which brings me to Vanya at the Lucia Lortel Theater in the West Village. Now, in this one, adapted by Simon Stevens, the lovely British actor Andrew Scott plays everyone, all characters, with just a quick flip of a voice, so eventually we know who's talking to whom. Even if you don't, it's enough to watch this talented man finding humor in Chekhov to go along with the pathos that we expect. It's a lovely achievement, but a quiet little thing compared to what that other Brit, Sarah Snook, is doing on Broadway's Music Box stage. This is truly the definition of tour de force. Snook plays at least 20 different characters with hair and clothes changes very quick while a large screen is part of the show all the way through. It gets loud and chaotic, but always dazzling. Now, this all stems, of course, from the 1890 magazine story by Oscar Wilde, which he novelized in 1891. The story has proved irresistible to adapters, thanks to its plot device. The more the gorgeous Dorian Gray falls under the influence of one Lord Henry Wotton, or whatever his name is, the uglier the painting by one Basil Hallward becomes. At least I think that's the story. For some, this show will be just too much screen, too much video, as cleverly done as it is. Anyway, if Snook doesn't win Best Actress, well, I will be greatly surprised. My first thought when it ended was, God, I hope she never has to do this twice in a day. Then I found myself at the New World Stages off Broadway, where I bet you didn't know that Leonard Bernstein is holding one of her concerts. Wait, did I say her? Yes, Welcome to Last Call, written by Peter Danish. This is a two-hander about Bernstein and a rival composer, Herbert von Karajan. It's based on an actual meeting between the two in 1988 at the Sacher Hotel in Vienna. What makes this one unusual is that the men are played by a pair of actresses. Helen Schneider and Luca Peterson do excellent jobs. Danish feels the casting unlocked the play's emotional center and told me that, in fact, Liv Ullmann and Charlotte Rampling had done previous readings of this. I don't know about that, but it works nicely. You kind of forget these are women after a while. The playwright also told me both these real-life artists would be dead a year later, I suppose, and wondered what that conversation would be. What would they want to communicate? The play is fiction, but I took it one step further. It's now an impressionist fantasy, almost magic realism, end quote. Well, anyway, this one is grabbing audiences. You know, I have been a big fan of Theater of War, which first did important readings during the pandemic. Well, it's back, this time focusing on long-form journalism stories. Next up, April 9th, WNYC, New York, at 7 p.m. with great actors Oscar Isaac, Catherine Irby, and Bill Camp. They'll be performing I Don't Want to Die, Needing Mental Health Care. He Got Trapped in His Insurer's Ghost Network. This one was written for ProPublica. The story presents a powerful conversation about health insurance, ghost networks, and the challenges many Americans face accessing mental health care when they need it most. Sounds very timely. Meanwhile, off Broadway now, one of the Upper West Side's hidden gems is The Woman's Project. Its simple sign on Broadway, 76, reads WP. And now opening there is Minor-Iti. That's how it's spelled. Written by Francisca da Silveira. This takes place at an international African arts conference in Paris, where a directing prodigy from America joins a jaded veteran painter and a formerly banned storyteller. As they prepare for each panel discussion, generational and cultural differences lead to clashes and fierce competition emerges between the three artists. Anyway, WP always does good work, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. What else? Also on the Upper West, Joy Behar will be returning to her new comedy, My First Ex-Husband, for four performances, April 11th through the 13th. This one has a revolving cast reading actual letters from divorcees. Finally, exciting casting news. Ella Beatty and Hugh Jackman will star in the New York premiere of a play called Sexual Misconduct of the Middle Classes. That's going to perform off-Broadway in repertory with Jen Silverman's new adaptation of August Strindberg's Creditors starring Liev Schreiber. Wow. Wow to all that, and it will happen at Audible's Minetta Lane Theater, way downtown, April 28th through June 18th. So more on that as we get closer. Anyway, finally, you may wonder why I have not gone back to where I began with George Clooney. Well, it officially opens this week. And for now, let me just say, bravo. I loved every minute. Thank you, George. Meanwhile, I will see you all next week, or as Clooney, as Morrow always said, good night. And good luck.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.